Here we are, all ready to take you down to Pine Ridge for another visit with Lum and Abner. Brought to you by the makers of Horlicks, the original malted milk. If you're buying any malted milk this week, I think you owe it to yourself and your family to make a very careful selection. There are products sold on the market today as malted milk, which are extremely inferior articles. Don't be misled by outward appearance and price. The test of a good malted milk lies in its flavor and in the results that it gives. Now you can be sure of Horlicks, the original. Here's the reason. For one thing, Horlicks uses only full cream milk. That's important to remember, because many imitations use nothing but skim milk in their preparation. Again, Horlicks uses only choicest wheat and their own malt barley, prepared under the supervision of experts, instead of the inferior malt powder, cocoa, and ordinary sugar that many imitations contain. Last but not least, the ingredients in Horlicks are not just mixed up together by mechanical means only. They are specially processed to preserve the minerals and vitamins and flavor. So, be sure it's Horlicks you buy, and you'll be sure it's the best. Your druggist has it, you know, in both natural and chocolate flavors, whichever you prefer. And now, let's see what's happening down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum and Abner have a crew of carpenters busy remodeling the old cotton warehouse, which they plan to use as their new theater. They purchased a second-hand moving picture projector from a theater over at the county seat. And Cedric Weehunt, the future operator, is being sent there to learn how to operate the machine. As we look in on Pine Ridge today, we find Abner down at the Jot 'em Down store. Lum has just returned from getting Cedric started on his journey. Listen.
Well, come in, Lum. Come in.
Yeah, I got Cedric started off all right.
He did?
Yeah, I never seen a boy so tickled in my life.
Well.
He rode into the county seat with the mail carrier, you know.
Oh.
These folks were all over to tell him goodbye. Your mama stood there and waved goodbye to him first she could see him.
Oh.
Big tears run down her cheeks. But he'd think he's going to war the way she carried on.
Well, law me, he ain't going to be gone but a week.
Well, it ain't but 20 miles in there, nohow.
No.
Guess who come in on the bus a while ago?
Who's that?
Pauline Ussery from Conway. She come in.
Well, for the land's sake, I'd just love to see her.
Oh, first time I saw her in a long time.
No. Well, I sure would love to see her. I want to tell the woman about it, too. She'll get it.
She's more than likely going to get it with her.
Yeah. Well, I just hope that Cedric learns how to run that picture machine, Lum, if we're going to pay all his expenses while he's in there.
Oh, he'll catch on to that all right. The manager of the Lyric in there said he'd just let him stay right up there in the booth and watch that fella run that machine of there.
Yeah, well, that's nice of him to learn him how that way.
Well, I had that right in the deal, you know. When I bought that picture machine from him, I told him he'd have to show someone how to run it.
Yeah. Well, I still think that you're paying Cedric too much money, though, Lum.
Too much money?
Yes, sir.
Just paying him the same price we was getting him to deliver groceries here in the store.
Yeah, but now he gets to see the show free for nothing.
Well, he's got to see the show if he's going to run the film, Fatner. He's got to look down there once in a while and see if he's got the picture on the screen straight.
Yeah, but there weren't no use in giving passes to the whole family, Lum.
Oh, well, it ain't going to hurt nothing. His folks wouldn't come out to show if they had to pay, nohow, so we ain't losing nothing.
Yeah, but you're just going to have that place over there full every night with folks that ain't paying nothing to get in. Started out and said that you weren't going to give no passes to nobody.
Well, I did say that.
Then you give Grandpappy Spears and all of his relations some, and Cedric and all of his family.
Well, Grandpappy's a piney player, though.
Yeah, but I was over there talking to them carpenters a while ago. They said you promised all them a pass if they'd rush that work through.
Did I tell them that?
That's what they said.
Yeah, it seemed like I did say something like that yesterday. But that'll just get it done a heap quicker, Abner.
And Mose Moose was telling me down at the barber shop that you give him one.
Mose Moose? Oh, yeah. Yeah. I had to give him one. See, I rented them chairs from the lodge all over, and he had charge of them. That's better than giving the whole lodge a pass. Just give one to Mose.
Yeah.
That was sort of a bait I used on him.
Yeah, I know, but his wife and little Moses, they never had charge of him, too, did they?
Well, no, but you can't give a man a pass and expect him to leave his family at home.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Everybody I see and ask them if they're coming to our show when we get it opened up, why they say, sure, they got a pass. This looks like to me we ain't going to have room for that cash customer.
Oh, there's plenty of room over there. Now, don't you start worrying about that. We rented 200 chairs.
Yeah.
I know I ain't give out over 50 passes anyway. See, these folks that's getting in for nothing will be good advertisements for us.
Advertisements?
Yeah, we'll use them for decoys. See, folks around town here will be sitting out on our front gallery every evening and see a big crowd going by their place and on their way to the show, you know, and first thing you know, they'll get up and follow them all.
Yeah, and more likely they'll see so many going down there that they'll figure there won't be no sitting room for them, just not go.
Oh, well, now, they ain't all going every night, Abner. Like the one I give the mail carrier for taking Cedric into Mena. He just spends every other night out here in Pine Ridge.
Well, I'll be bad brand. Did you give him one, too?
Yeah, but there ain't but three in his family, him and his wife and one children. They ain't gonna take that much room.
Well, that's fine too, isn't it?
Well, there ain't no use to complain about it now, Abner. They done give out. Can't go around asking them to give them back to us. What would Evelina think for us to go over and tell her I'd have to have that pass back I give her?
Evelina?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that.
Oh.
I figured I may as well give her a pass. She'd be going to the show with me most of the time anyway, and I know I ain't gonna walk up and buy no ticket for her from myself.
Well, it looks like that we may as well just put a big sign down there saying free show. Say you want me to take up tickets and ain't going to be nobody to take them up from.
Well, Abner, I can't run the show if you're going to be complaining about everything I do. We've got to decide on which one of us is boss and let him run things.
Decide on which one is boss.
Yeah, and I got one of us in mind that I think it makes us a good man for it, too.
Yeah, and I got a pretty good idea who it is, too.
Yeah, said we agree on one thing, ain't
it? I never said nothing about agreeing on it. I just said I knowed who you had in mind.
Well, don't you think he'd make a good one?
No, sir, I don't. I don't think he knows a thing about running a picture show, and I ain't going to stand for it 1 minute, neither.
All right. That's the way you feel about it.
Well, that's exactly the way I feel.
Yeah, I can. We'll just have to let the other one have it then, for there ain't but two of us, you know.
Yeah, well, that's the time. Just let the other one have it then.
I just figured that you'd make a better man than I would, but if you don't want it, we'll take it. Anything to be agreeable. You was the one I had in mind to run it, Abner, but if you've got your head set on me doing it, well, I just do the best I can with it.
Well, I'll be dead blamed.
But I don't want you butting in on every little thing I do now.
Won't I ever learn to keep my big mouth shut?
I reckon that'll be better anyway, though, especially if we call it Lum's Lyric.
Call it what?
Lum's Lyric. I studied that up last night while I was laying there in bed thinking.
Yeah, you was asleep. Dreaming, if you think that's what we're
going to
call it.
Well, you see, I picked that up on account of Lum started with a L and Lyric started with a L, and it'll be easy for folks to recollect that way.
Well, I'm in the first place, we wouldn't want to call it You're Nothing, and in the second place, that's the name of the picture show in at the county seat, Lyric.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, folks would get mixed up. Somebody say, let's go to the show at the Lyric, while they might go clean into the county seat.
All right, then, what do you want to call it? I'll try my best to get along with you.
Well, I don't know. It's loud we'd call it the Pine Ridge Picture Show. Something like
that. Pine Ridge Picture Show?
Peabody and Eddard's Picture Show.
They don't call them picture shows, Abner.
What do they call them?
Why, you've got to have a name that don't mean nothing. Or that is, it ain't got nothing to do with a picture show. Like Majestic, Quincer, Orphan.
Orphan?
Yeah, didn't you never hear of the Orphan Theater?
I've heard of
Austin's
home.
Well, his theater, too. I went to one when I was in Kansas City last week. And they call Palace.
Palace?
Yeah.
Peabody's Palace.
Stop right where you're at, Emma. I know what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
Might be best for us just not to have neither one of our names up there.
Up where?
On the big electric sign in front.
What big electric sign?
Wait a minute, here comes Nick Hutter.
Yeah, I see him, but what about that big electric sign? Well, that's the first I'd hear today.
Yeah, I just figured we ought to have one. My now old picture shows he's got them.
Man, I don't see no use in it, Mom, spending all that money. They won't be but one show in town. Everybody know where it's at. Them that's up at that time of night will be at the show, and them that ain't will be asleep to where they couldn't see it no
how. Howdy, Dick. Come in.
Howdy. I just came by the warehouse over there. Looks like they about got that new floor finished.
Yeah, as they said, they'd have it done by night.
How are you, Abner?
All right, I reckon, Dick. Sit down.
Yeah. Me and Abner was just sitting here trying to decide on a name for our new show.
Oh, haven't you picked out a name for it yet?
No, we can't seem to find one that both of us agrees on.
Well, you want to get a good name for it, all right, huh?
I thought about calling it Roxy's, but somebody's beat us to that name.
Yeah, and you ought to have something different. So many of them's names, Lyric and Queen and Princess and things like that.
Of course, we want a name that's going to sound like a picture show, though.
Yeah, sure.
Well, sure, I passed a building while I was there in Kansas City. Looked a heap like a picture show building, but I never went inside. But I liked the name of that about as well as anything I saw. Had a sign out in front said the Planetarium.
Doggy, that is a good sounding name, all right.
Yeah, I thought so.
Planetarium?
Yeah.
Well, you wouldn't want to give your picture show a name like that, Lord.
Well, what's the matter with it?
Why, Planetarium is a place where they study the solar system, the stars, and the planets.
Place where they do what?
A place where folks can go in and look at the stars.
Well, our grannies, that's just what we want in. That's the very name we're looking for. Yeah, they can come in our place to look at the movie stars. Our grannies, that's just what we'll call it, the Pine Ridge Planetarium. I'm sure proud you explained that to us. Here, Dick, here, take these. I'll give you passes for your whole family there.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, if Lum keeps this up, the Pine Ridge Planetarium is going to do a big business with free admission. We still have a minute or so left, folks. Let's listen to what Mr. M.C. Wood, a Phillipsburg candidate, says in a recent letter to Lum and Abner.
For a long time, I've been an ardent admirer of your product, Horlicks Malted Milk. I always say that it saved the life of my two twin daughters. Here's the story. For months, it seemed they wouldn't live. After 6 months of anxious worry, in which my wife and I tried food after food, we put them on Horlicks Malted Milk. They seemed to take to Horlicks just like a duck takes to water, beginning to gain immediately. They're 2 years old now, fine, strong, healthy girls, and are never without their Horlicks. I know that lots of mothers would be interested in Horlicks if they only knew its value.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wood. Just as you say, if only all mothers knew the value of Horlicks Malted Milk in infant feeding, there would certainly be that many more healthy babies. Horlicks, you know, is sold at all druggists. This is Carson Pickers, speaking for Lum and Abner and Horlicks, who now bid you all good night.